great this morning. Why don't you praise him? If you believe that he's great this morning, why don't you give him the honor and the praise that he's due this morning? Give him the worship that he deserves. We worship you, God. We bless you, man. We magnify your name, Lord. We bless you. We worship you, God. We worship you.
Praise God, and the babies are well.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Bibles, please turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 7 to 10. It says, "Unless I should be exalted above measure by the abundance of the revelations, a thorn in the flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I be exalted above measure. Concerning this thing, I pleaded with the Lord three times that it might depart from me, and he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me.'" Hallelujah. "Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in needs, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong." Hallelujah. Is there anybody who's strong this morning? Yeah, yeah. I might be weak this morning, but in my weakness, I can tell you that I am strong. Strong. Hallelujah. I felt an overwhelming sense this week of God wanting to encourage our faith in Him. Despite what you might be going through today, I know this, that many of us are going through issues and problems. I know this through speaking to people, and I know because the Spirit of God has revealed it to me. People are going through in this church difficulties and trials and trouble. You may not have told anyone, and you're going through it quietly. You're going through the pain quietly. You're going through the hurt quietly. Some of you are feeling angry, numb, unable to speak because of the pain, because of the trouble, because of the hurt that you're going through. Am I right? And even if you say to me, "Pastor Brian, you know, that's not me. Actually, at the moment, life is very good. Oh, I'm being blessed beyond belief." I have come to tell you this morning, or this afternoon now, that at some point in your life, you will face trouble. At some point in your life, you will face difficulties. The trials will come. And so I felt led by the Holy Spirit to encourage you this morning. Last week I started on this theme over these 2 weeks, entitled, "It's Good." And I want to tell you that even though it might look bad, it is good. Don't look at your circumstances and say it's bad, because I want to tell you something, that God is working through it. Amen. God is, I'm speaking to somebody this morning. You come here this morning and your life looks broken, destroyed. But I come to tell you on the authority of the Holy Spirit that God is going to work it out for your good. Amen. There is somebody in here that I'm speaking to this morning. We know, the apostle says, that all things working together for good. I'm speaking to somebody, to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. Amen. It's going to work out for your good. Amen. Definitely. Amen. Romans 8:28. That, you know, that's going to get me excited. That would get me excited, because there is somebody who's going through trouble this morning. I'm speaking prophetically, and God says, look up, Look up, because the door is being opened for you. I know this verse is overused. And some of us may even use it as an excuse. But I tell you something. If you can stand on the word of God and you can get in line with what the word of God says, the word of God is going to work for you. Amen. That's why he's giving us the word, so that it can work for us. Unless my sermon title was, "It's Good to Hunger and Thirst." And that's a dichotomy in turn, taken though from Matthew chapter 5 and verse 6. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. And when we took this verse apart, we realized that to be blessed is indicative of happiness. Is there anybody who's happy today? Yeah. Hallelujah. And so what we discovered was that those of us who hunger and thirst after righteousness are happy because they are satisfied. Is there anybody who's satisfied here today? Yeah. It might not look good, but your satisfaction is coming. Yeah. Hallelujah. Praise God. You feel encouraged already?
Yes.
I believe God is speaking into some situations here right now. You see, I believe there were people in this church last week who were hungering and who were thirsting after God. And you know what happened? They were filled. Because I've never seen it like that in a service before. Because as we were hungering and thirsting after God, you know what he did? He just poured out his love upon us. If you hunger and if you thirst for God, for righteousness, the Bible says you will be satisfied. That is the word of God. And today, I'm going to say that I'm satisfied. I am filled with his love. There were people who were crying. You know, I was receiving my own blessings, so I didn't really know what was going on. But people told me that it seemed as if the whole congregation were in tears last week as the Spirit of God ministered. Sometime last year I spoke about grace through the pain. And today I just want to take some thoughts from that sermon. Just minister how I feel that the Lord is leading me. And so the title of my sermon was going to be, and I think it might still be, "It's Good to Be in Trouble." But when I ran this title across a few people, they didn't say that the title was good. They just didn't say anything. And I could tell by the expressions on their faces that they were thinking this is not a good title at all. But I'm not saying that it's a good thing to be in trouble, because we know that it isn't. All right, sir? But what I'm trying to get across to us is that good will come out of the trouble that you are in. I know that there is some trouble that we get ourselves into. All right? Believers get themselves in trouble as well.
Yes.
There is some trouble that we get ourselves into. But there are some trouble. No matter how good you think you are, trouble is going to come to you.
Yes.
But I have come to tell you and encourage you this morning that God will turn whatever trouble you are in into your good. That is for somebody. Hallelujah. Romans 5 and verse 3 to 7 says this, that we even take pride, listen to this, in our problems. know that trouble produces endurance. And endurance produces character. And character produces hope. This hope doesn't put us to shame, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. Anybody with hope in this meeting?
Amen.
Few of you. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You know, it's interesting that, you know, Sonia went off to Jamaica last week. Wednesday, she flew out. By Friday, I received a call. Friday morning, she's on the phone. And she's broken on the phone. And she says to me that, Pastor Brian, I don't know what is going on. She says, I just received a call. My nephew has been in a head-on collision on the M6. And he's in a coma. And they had to airlift him to hospital in Cumbria. And she says, can you pray? She says, not only that, but she says, I heard that on Monday, one of my relatives, I think it was my cousin, she passed away through cancer. And she says, I also heard this week that my uncle is suffering with cancer. Can you imagine that? But she says, you know what, Pastor Brian? She says, in the midst of all of that, she says, I am still praising God. Who can praise God in a situation like that when it seems as if all hope is lost? But I said to her, Sonia, hold on, because you know what is going to happen. God is going to turn this situation into your good, my sister. Yes, every situation that you face, my sister, God will use it for his glory. If we could only go through life understanding that we are not failures, that we are not broken, that we are not depressed or oppressed, but we are victors, because God will use every situation that we face for his glory.
Yeah.
See, Jesus reminds us that in this life, we will have trouble. That's why I'm saying that if you haven't faced it yet, at some point in your life, you will. And he said in the book of John 16:32, verse 32, he says, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. What Jesus was talking about was the peace of God that surpasseth all understanding. The peace of God that Sonia was experiencing in the midst of her trouble. Oh God, give me some of that peace. The world is in turmoil. But if you can be in God, you can experience the peace of God. The world doesn't understand it. People don't understand it. But the peace of God is beyond our understanding. And then Jesus goes on to say, he says, in this world you will have trouble. But he says, take heart. This is coming from God himself. Take heart, he says, for I have overcome the world. Hallelujah. What he's saying is, if you don't understand that, he says, cheer up. Because I've got it all under control.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I'm so excited at the moment because I know God has everything in my life under control. It's in his hand. It's in his hand. Every step that I take, every move that I make, sometimes I make it down. Sometimes the enemy will come after me. But I tell you something, that God will use every experience for my good and for his glory.
Amen.
does not discriminate. I want to tell you, trouble doesn't care where you come from, whether you're black or white, whether you're yellow, whether you're king or queen, prince, does not care, Holy Ghost filled, Bible believing, trouble doesn't care. It does not discriminate. I would go as far as to say that having faith in God, which we all have, right?
Yes.
Heightens, can I say, or attracts trouble to our lives. Because it's not, you see, because it's only when you are in trouble will you be able to prove the power of God.
That's right.
If you haven't been in trouble, you won't know how God will move in your experience. So when you're in trouble, you're able to prove the power of God. I can say that because I've experienced it. What have you got that God can be tested against? You see, many people won't know the power of God until they're in trouble. Sometimes you have to get into trouble to know who's going to get you out of it. You can ask Shadrach, Meshach, and to bed we go. And they will tell you, thrown into the fiery furnace. It was so hot that the people who threw them in were killed. But the Bible tells me, and this is true, saints, this is not a fairy story. Thrown in. But when their accusers looked on,
that's right.
How many people did they see in the fire?
Whoa.
They saw four people in the fire with them. Their response was, did we not throw three people in?
Amen.
They were in trouble. But it was God who got them out.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Is anybody in trouble? Can you see? I'm trying to get you excited because there are people in trouble here. Look at your situation and see what God is about to do.
Amen.
Sometimes God will allow trouble to trouble you. So he can bless you more than he blessed you in the very beginning. Whoa! You don't believe me. You can have a conversation with Job. You hear Sonia's story. It's a Job story. But I'm telling you now, I prophesy from this stage, and I tell you that Sonia's life will be blessed beyond belief. Sometimes God will allow you to get into trouble so that others can see his glory. Ha ha. You don't believe me? Have a conversation with Job. Have a conversation with Lazarus. Lazarus, thrown into a tomb, dead for 4 days. They say that he's stinking by now. He's gone. He's not going to return. But a voice he heard from Jesus brought him back. Jesus says, this sickness that he had is not unto death, but it is for the glory of God. I have come somebody today. I feel the Spirit of God. I've come to tell somebody today that the tomb that you're in, you're coming out of it. You're coming out of it. Your bondages are being torn off you and you're being released. I hear the Spirit of God say, he said to me from last week, Anybody in trouble?
Come on. Thank you, Lord.
Sometimes he will allow you to be thrown into the lion's den. Yes. So he can show his power. You don't believe me? Then you can ask Daniel. Sometimes he will allow you to be thrown into the pit. Even sold into slavery. Be accused of rape. Put into prison. Can you see now? Just to get you into the position of prime minister of a country. And he said to me, Pastor Brian, that is not possible. But I tell you right now, if you begin to look at your life and trace what God is doing, he's taking you somewhere into a position of authority.
Hallelujah.
This is how we need to begin to live.
Yes.
Don't look at the situation that you were in, saints, but I hear the Spirit of God says, look at Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith.
Come on.
Sometimes God will lead you into trouble to test you. If you don't believe me, next time you're on your knees in prayer, you ask Jesus. Because the Bible tells me that God, his Father, through the power of the Holy Spirit, led him to the wilderness to be tested. Can you see this? Jesus in trouble, lead him into trouble to be tested of the devil. I've come to tell somebody today that the trial that you are going through is a test, is a test, is a test. And God is going to bring you out victoriously. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you, I hear the Spirit of God. There are people in here that God is speaking to, ministering to. God is saying, you are coming out of it. Coming out of your test. You're going to be victorious. You're going to come back and you're going to testify. Testimonies have been coming. I hear it of people who have been in trial, who have been in trouble. And God says, tell your story. We overcome the enemy by the words of our testimony. Yeah. Tell what God has done and is about to do in your life. Hallelujah. 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 My sister, you're coming out of it. I hear the Spirit of God saying, that it's been years. Years of trial for you. But I hear the Spirit of God saying that if you will only keep the faith, it is going to be tough. Sometimes you're going to be squeezed. Sometimes you're going to be pushed. Sometimes you're going to be pulled. But I hear the Spirit of God saying, if you can only keep the faith of God that you have, God says, it's going to lead you into the realm of grace. That's for you, my sister. Hold on to that. Because God's saying that your victory is coming. If God can take you into trouble. Thank you, my. You need to come and preach my sermon, sister. If God can take you into trouble. God can take you out. He can take you out of it. And even if he doesn't take you out of it immediately, he will take you shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? Because you are with me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And he will cover you with his grace. The grace of God that is covering you. Hallelujah. You see, there is something that God will give you to enable you to go through your trouble. Do you know what that is? That is grace. It is the grace of God. It soothes out your hurts. It manages your pain. It's not a tablet. It's not medicine. Not a self-help book. But it is the grace of God. Hallelujah. Anybody want more of the grace of God? I want more of his grace. More of his grace. Grace poured upon me. Grace upon me in the times of trouble. Grace upon us in the times of trials. Grace upon us in our pain. God, pour out your grace upon your church. You see, every one of you have been given a measure of grace. However much you need in your situation, the situation that you're going through, however much you need, God is providing. Grace, you know what grace is? You all know what grace is. Grace is the unmerited favor of God. Oh Lord, thank you. That none of us deserve. We don't deserve it. But he just pours it upon us anyhow. You cannot work for it. There is nothing that you can do to gain or obtain the grace of God. One day God says, I'm just going to pour out my favor upon you, the grace of God. He takes you through trials. He takes you through difficulties. The grace of God. Ephesians 4 verse 7 says, but each one, we just need to get this in our experience, each one of us, grace has been given as Christ apportioned it. Let me just read that again. Think about what you're going through. Think about that mountain that you're climbing at the moment. Think about what that person has said about you. Think about what that person want to do to you. Now God says that he has given you, each one of you. So each of us carry a measure of grace. Each of us. You cannot say that you don't have grace. You have a measure of grace. Each of us have been given as Christ apportioned a measure of faith. You see, the struggle that you're in will irritate you. And you wish that it would just go away. You wish that it would just leave you, the trouble that you're in. The trouble that you're in is, it's after your faith. Do you know that some people, because of the trouble that they get into, they don't continue in faith? Many, many people walk away from the faith. They're saying, I cannot take it anymore. This person has done this to me. This person has said this to me. This person has done this to me. The devil has done this to me. Not to know that the enemy is after your faith. But let me tell you this. In Romans chapter 5 verse 2 it says, we have access to grace through faith. We have access by faith into grace in which we stand through him and we boast in the hope of God's glory. If he takes you in, he's going to take you out. If he brings you in, he's going to bring you out. You will never stay in your trouble forever. You will never stay in it forever. My sister, you will never stay in it forever. God is going to take you out of it. Actually, I hear the Spirit. I want to bring this to end, because I'm hearing God saying that I should pray. The scripture tells me in James, it says, is there anybody in trouble? If there is anybody in trouble, let them pray. I don't even need to know that the trouble you're in. That's between you and God. But I hear God saying, because he said from last week, he said, this place will never be the same again. And God says he's continuing. There is an anointing that is flowing, and God says he's going to take you out of it. Hallelujah. The Apostle Paul, the great Apostle Paul, writer of the most of the New Testament. He says, the Bible says, I've just read, I have a thorn in my flesh. And oftentimes, three times, he says, actually, I've gone to God. This is the Apostle Paul. He's up there with God. And he says, Lord, I'm crying out to you. And three times I've asked you to remove this thing from me. God's response was, that my grace is sufficient for you, Paul. That means the grace that is put upon your thorn. He said, the grace that is upon it is going to take you through. I hear this morning. God wants to minister grace upon you. Hallelujah. Please stand to your feet. Can I have the keyboard player, please? Are you encouraged this morning?
Yes.
I don't want to go on further than this, because I know God wants to minister grace, the grace of God upon his people. If anybody is in trouble, I'm going to ask you. The Spirit of God is ministering to me. I don't want you to feel shame or afraid. But right now, because of the presence and the power of God in this place, if you are in trouble, it doesn't matter what the trouble looks like. Trouble at your workplace. Trouble at your home. Trouble with you. Trouble with somebody else. And trouble is quite wide. You might have pains in your body. Paul had a thorn in his flesh, but the thorn was metaphorical for some problem. I don't know, the Bible's intense. But it could have been anything. It could have been a press, because the Bible also refers to that. So whatever your trouble today, whatever your difficulty, maybe your husband, your sister, your brother, your wife, whatever it is, pain in your body, I'm going to ask you by faith, because it's through faith that we get to grace. I'm going to ask you to come forward. Because right now, I want to pray for you. And I believe God is going to do his work. Rabba soto rabba. I'm not going to stretch this out. This is between you and God. You heard what God has said. I'm just being obedient to the Spirit of God. I'm being obedient to the Spirit of God. That's all I'm doing. Now it's between you and God. It's between you and the Lord. But let me tell you this. That as you have come, because of your faith, you're going to be stepping into the grace of God. The grace of God. And I'm telling you this also. That God is about to take you through. Somebody is coming out on the other side. Amen. I hear the Spirit of God say, I can see, I don't even need to call your name, but you've been battling for years. You've been saying, God, where are you? Where are you, God? And I hear God say, I'm here, I'm right here. Yeah, cool, Baba. Satara Baba. Shekara Baba. Yinanara Makuk. I want to lay hands on some of you. Let's see if we can do this quickly. The Lord showed me something the other day. And I don't want to make it seem as if I'm bragging or anything like that, but God's saying that there is something that I carry that I just need to transfer. I just need to give away. And so, I'm just going to be obedient to the Spirit of God. I'm going to try and just work along this line. Hallelujah. Do you know that song? He touched me. He touched me.